He heaved a deep sigh. Molly, I'm going to have to go into the office. This is going to take some smoothing over. I'll come with you, Father, said Percy importantly. Mr. Crouch will need all hands on deck, and I can give him my cauldron report in person. He bustled out of the kitchen. Mrs. Weasley looked most upset. Arthur, you're supposed to be on holiday. This hasn't got anything to do with your office. Surely they can handle this without you.
I've got to go, Molly, said Mr. Weasley. I've made things worse. I'll just change into my robes and I'll be off.
Mrs. Weasley, said Harry suddenly, unable to contain himself, Hedwig hasn't arrived with a letter for me, has she?
Hedwig, dear?
Said Mrs. Weasley, distractedly. No, no, there hasn't been any post at all.
Ron and Hermione looked curiously at Harry. With a meaningful look at both of them, he said,
All right if I go and dump my stuff in your room, Ron.
Yeah, think I will too, said Ron at once. Hermione?
Yes,
she said quickly, and the three of them marched out of the kitchen and up the stairs.
What's up, Harry?
Said Ron, the moment they had closed the door of the attic room behind them.
There's something I haven't told you, Harry said. On Saturday morning, I woke up with my scar hurting again.
Ron's and Hermione's reactions were almost exactly as Harry had imagined them back in his bedroom on Privet Drive. Hermione gasped and started making suggestions at once, mentioning a number of reference books, and everybody from Albus Dumbledore to Madame Pomfrey, the Hogwarts nurse. Ron simply looked dumbstruck.
But he wasn't there, was he? You know who? I mean, last time your scar kept hurting, he was at Hogwarts, wasn't he?
I'm sure he wasn't on Privet Drive, said Harry, but I was dreaming about him. Him and Peter, you know, Wormtail. I can't remember all of it now, but they were plotting to kill someone.
He had teetered for a moment on the verge of saying, me, but couldn't bring himself to make Hermione look any more horrified than she already did.
It was only a dream, said Ron bracingly. Just a nightmare.
Yeah, but was it, though?
Said Harry, turning to look out of the window at the brightening sky.
It's weird, isn't it? My scar hurts, and 3 days later the Death Eaters are on the march, and Voldemort's sign's up in the sky again.
Don't say his name,
Ron hissed through gritted teeth.
And remember what Professor Trelawney said, Harry went on, ignoring Ron, at the end of last year.
Professor Trelawney was their divination teacher at Hogwarts. Hermione's terrified look vanished as she let out a derisive snort.
Oh, Harry, you aren't going to pay any attention to anything that old fraud says.
You weren't there, said Harry. You didn't hear her.
This time was different. I told you, she went into a trance, a real one. And she said the Dark Lord would rise again, greater and more terrible than ever before. And he'd manage it because his servant was going to go back to him. And that night, Wormtail escaped.
There was a silence in which Ron fidgeted absent-mindedly with a hole in his Chudley Cannon's bedspread.
Why were you asking if Hedwig had come, Harry?
Hermione asked.
Are you expecting a letter?
I told Sirius about my scar, said Harry, shrugging. I'm waiting for his answer.
Good thinking, said Ron, his expression clearing. I bet Sirius'll know what to do.
I hoped he'd get back to me quickly, said Harry.
But we don't know where Sirius is. He could be in Africa or somewhere, couldn't he?
Said Hermione reasonably.
Hedwig's not going to manage that journey in a few days.
Yeah, I know,
said Harry, but there was a leaden feeling in his stomach as he looked out of the window at the Hedwig-free sky.
Come and have a game of Quidditch in the orchard, Harry, said Ron. Come on, 3-on-3. Bill and Charlie and Fred and George will play. You can try out the Romsky feint.
Ron, said Hermione, in an I-don't-think-you're-being-very-sensitive sort of voice.
Harry doesn't want to play Quidditch right now. He's worried, and he's tired. We all need to go to bed.
Yeah, I want to play Quidditch, said Harry suddenly. Hang on, I'll get my firebolt.
Hermione left the room, muttering something that sounded very much like, Boys,